This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you have a job, you've pretended to look busy. It is, it's just part of it. And there is now a new term for it. You know, we give new terms to so many things that seem like they don't need new terms.
Okay.
This is one that I actually think is pretty funny. So, you know, the word faux, right?
Yeah.
F-A-U-X for fake. So they're calling it faux-ductivity. Or I am trying to look faux-ductive.
That is funny.
F-A-U-X, faux-ductive. And this new term is being used, and it was part of this study that was done by Forbes, actually. And it was all about, you know, how, especially now with more and more people working from home, you know, how do you pretend to look busy when you're not? And this is interesting. They actually found that 32% of people pretend to be faux-ductive.
Okay,
fake productive. 37% of managers do.
Oh, managers, sure.
Managers pretend to look busy more than workers do.
I feel like there are times that managers pretend to be mad at people in their staff.
Yeah.
As a way of looking like they're managing somebody. Mm. Like, oh, I can't believe so-and-so is doing this. Because it makes it seem like they are just, they're on it.
But what are some ways, though, that you pretend to be faux-ductive?
Okay, so
looking busy.
If you have, I don't know if it works on Android. I'm sure it does. But if you have an iPhone and then you have a MacBook, you can have your texts just go to your MacBook.
Yeah.
And then you can look like you're typing on your laptop, but really you're just replying to your friends on text.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
We got a text message into 916-909-1065. Just walk fast.
Okay. That is so true. When I was a salesperson, because I started as an advertising salesperson in radio 500 years ago before Gavin and I were on the air together. And I absolutely started just picking up my pace.
Yeah.
Because it does. It makes you seem busier. Now, I was very busy, but also I probably could have walked slower.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Let me add something to the walk fast. This is what I do.
Okay.
Get your phone out.
Yeah.
And pretend to be so mad at it. Like, I just look, if I see somebody that I don't really want to talk to.
Yeah.
Get my phone out.
Okay.
I'm walking fast and I'm just,
God.
Or sometimes I'll even like raise one eyebrow while I'm looking at my phone and go, what?
That's good. That's really good.
And then maybe I'll look around and be like, And then just show them my phone.
Okay, another thing you could do is if you have earbuds in.
Now, again, earbuds are the best.
This requires you to be on your laptop, okay? But you get into like a shared space and you're on your laptop. And you every once in a while act like you are on a screen. Like you're on some sort of Zoom. And every once in a while, nod, yeah. And then if somebody walks by, just kind of point to the computer, be like, I'll be there, and then give them the 1 minute, you know? Okay, here are some phrases.
Where really you're just going like, this YouTube video.
Right, right.
20 minutes.
But you have to look like you're on that screen.
You gotta
too.
Sell it, yeah.
Okay, here are some phrases you could use.
Oh, good.
To make you sound busy, but really you're just being phonetic.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we're going over ways that you can pretend to look busy with a new term that is called phoductive.
I'm tied up.
Oh, I'm tied. I'm all tied up.
Yeah, yeah. Another one, this requires some acting. You have to be flustered. Hey, what's up? Sorry, I'm preoccupied. What's going on?
Right.
Okay.
Real fast.
Right, yeah. I've got a lot on my plate.
Oh, that's a good one, okay. Too. Man, how many times have we heard this from managers, too?
Scavin, so much.
And I just want to reiterate, according to this Forbes study, managers pretend to be busy more than we do.
Okay, it says, here's another one. I'm juggling a lot right now.
Oh.
Okay, now this one I think is very funny. It says, I'm spread and then in parentheses, pretty thin. I'm up to my ears.
So these are a lot of like office things, but somebody texted in for non-office workers.
Okay.
And they said this always works like a charm. And as somebody who used to work at a restaurant, I this does work like a charm. Just grab a broom and just push some stuff around the floor.
Okay.
No one will talk to you.
Okay.
You're busy.
Okay.
Somebody told you to clean.
The last one was, I'm buried in work.
Keep texting in to 916-909-1065 because God knows we pretend to be busy a lot.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.